What's up, everybody? I'm Mo.
It's your boy Kanza here.
And welcome to the Gotta Cover Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Music. And on today's episode, we are going to be doing an album review. And we are bringing home Ikasi, Local is Like Air. And yes, what are we going to be doing today?
And yeah, man, we'll be doing the King of Amapiano, Kabza De Smalls, KOA 2.
Yes, sir.
Part one.
Zerski.
Zerski. This is part one, bro.
Part one. Part one. This is the what? This is the second album that he's giving to us.
Nah, this is his fourth studio album.
Oh, fourth studio album. Yeah. I didn't know that.
3.5, basically.
Even for, oh, okay. Because yeah. There's still another one.
Yeah.
There's still another one. And
people tend to forget that the Pretty Girls Love on a Piano albums are actually albums, bro.
I mean, but then, I think I'd say, like, when you talk about albums, I think, like, isn't that a Scorpion King's, is that Cubs at a Small, like, is that, like, a Cubs at a Small, like,
Nah, Scorpion King's has their own catalog. Cubs at a Small is its own catalog.
So, it's like, Pretty Girls Love and Piano, it's...
Nah.
Okay.
Cubs at a Small's debut album as a lone entity was Pretty Girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did not know that. Yeah. I know that now.
Yeah.
The more you know. So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, now we're going to be reviewing that, just, you know, sharing our thoughts and our reviews on that. What are your thoughts the first time you saw the album cover? Before we get anywhere, let's just talk about the album cover. Because, you know, I remember when the album cover dropped, you know, there was quite a few, you know, eyebrows raised. You know, we weren't really sure what to expect. Like,
Mr. Fives Keeper.
That's the first thing that I thought of. Yeah, the Fives Keeper. Yeah. That's a classic video. Yeah. But yeah, it was very interesting. Yeah, the whole, you know, the
sun, no, and people might think that album covers don't really play a role in an album, but
I think maybe that's just a thing of, like, some people just for most albums nowadays, sometimes they just find random cover art. Maybe sometimes they, a good album, if the cover art has to mean something, can't just be something throwaway. So I think, you know, without any context, you might think that this album cover is just, you know, what's going on here. But when you put it into context with the album, it makes complete sense. You already seen something.
when my first look at it, I was surprised. Like, yo, who allowed Cubs at a Small to do this? Tuli, you're the manager. I mean, like, the last album cover was iconic. The first one.
That one was
the self-titled album. Yeah. That was a pretty good album cover. The Scorpion King's album covers aren't bad too. Where's the guy that did those album covers for this one? But I guess he was trying to show us a glimpse of what to expect in the album.
Definitely. And what I can say, it is a very, as the album cover can entail, it's a very spiritual change. It's a very spiritual album, I'd say. Like, not spiritualism, like, you know, it makes you want to, no, like, isn't just like, you know, it's a really good album, man. It's really, really is a good album. I'd say it's a really, like, he really, wow. Like, I don't know, there's a debate as to which one is better. I think that's a debate all in itself, but yeah. I'd say, like, as an album, like, yeah, you really are.
Let's dissect why we have this opinion about this album.
Definitely.
Let's check out the artist performance. He's a producer, so we have to look at more of the production side, but also we should consider the features on the album.
Yeah. I think one thing with Cubs in it, I think he knows the people that he wants to work with. He knows exactly who he's choosing.
True.
And he knows who will complement the type of music that he wants to make. I'd say that's something that he has managed to master quite well. I think, you know, with most of the features on this album, it just gelled so well. It gelled really, really well. It was a very, like, you know, I'd say, like, he really packed in a good number of, because, like, there's a lot of collaborations on this album. Usually, when a producer makes an album, you know, there's a lot of, like, you know, artists, and sometimes, you know, sometimes it might not work, you know, sometimes it might be all over the place. But with this one, I think he structured it in a very good way. I don't know.
True. No, and I could go on and say that this album was structured better than the previous album. He improved his performance on this one.
Yes,
improved.
Mm.
When we look at the production side of it,
definitely.
You know, he stepped out of his comfort zone. He touched on different elements on this album, added a few couple of different artists, you know, some up and coming singers and performers on this album. And man, the artist performance is, man, it's amazing.
It's immaculate.
It's immaculate.
It's immaculate.
It's immaculate. Bro.
English. Yeah.
The standard is
it's top.
It's high.
I would say that I'm impressed with how he managed to. There aren't, as I think this is something you said off camera, like there aren't a lot of club bangers. There's not a lot of, like, you know, like, because we know we're like, when you think of clubs, we think of, you know, we think of these songs, you know, and there's not a lot of that, you know, when you listen to this album. Like, most of the songs, like, when you listen to it, these are songs that you could, like, listen to and you just, like, you know, you feel like you're being entranced into a different universe, like, just like in terms of, like, it's really good music. It doesn't necessarily need you to, like, be, like, you know, upbeat, gyrating a lot, but then it's still good music. It's really good music that you can just enjoy, quality music. Like, so yeah, I'd say for me, the artist performance, he really outdid himself. I'd say the performance on this album, I'd say, is close to on par with what he did in the first one. I'd say for myself, I was very impressed with that one. Yeah
man, let's move over to the content of this album. When we're looking at the content, what was he trying to bring to us? The album cover already gave us a glimpse of,
I think, what he wanted to do. The album cover, as Effa mentioned, you know, what the content, what he wanted to bring to us, he wanted to bring us something, you know, something different, you know, something very different, something that has not been done by other artists right now. And I think even for himself, I think he wanted to just, you know, do something different in terms of just like the sound. He wanted to, you know, change up the sound, but not change it up to a point where it's completely, you know, unrecognizable, but just different in the fact that different in a good way, different in a very good way.
And I remember watching his Spotify interview after releasing the album. He did state that some people, they want to dance. You know, I'm a piano, it's a versatile genre. Some people want to dance. Some people just want to chill. And I did that in the first album. Let me challenge myself and make something that'll resonate to people that just want chilled. I'm a piano, you know. He's tapping into a different zone now. This, it's more of them to the Kelvin Momo zone. Chilled music.
Private school piano, right? Was it
a mixture of both, basically? A mixture of both, basically, because it had elements of private school and a piano, but the bass drum, the log drum in these songs slaps like the club bangers that he produced.
He produced, true.
And the featured performance, man, they just clicked with the beats, you know. As Kabza is, he's a very demanding producer, you know, and they resonated quite well with what he put out for them.
Yeah.
So the content on this album it's amazing too, man. Like, it already ticks two boxes of our criteria at this moment. And the features, they didn't stray away from what he put out. Like, yo, this is the beat. It's not upbeat. I want something that is chilled, but it will get people moving. They did that.
True. Yeah. I think I also second that, just to say, like, you know what? The fact that, as Gabza said, he wanted to create something that would be chilled for listeners. But then, like, you can still see people posting songs from this album, and you're like, you know, like, you can see them, that you can tell that now they're enjoying this, you know. True. Like, it is, you know, I think, you know, he just really, like, he just managed to make an album that, you know, you can't just, like, box it in like one, like, just like say, like, no, it's just a chill album, or like, no, it's just a dance album where you just, like, you know, he just, it's a lot, right? It's very, I can listen to, because it's a 2-hour listen, so like, you really, like, need to listen to it for like a proper amount of time. Yeah. And when you listen to it, like, I think I've listened to it, like, I think probably 3 times now, and I listened to it like a few, like, to before for this review, and like, I was just like listening to it again, and then listening to it again, and then listening to it for the 3rd time, and I'm just, you don't just get the same vibe every single time. Right. Every single time you listen to it, another time you're just like, okay, wow, I can get what he's trying to do, but then I can also I get something else. I don't know if I'm making sense. If
True,
I'm, yeah.
and you did mention that every time we revisit this album, we get some hidden gems in it
True, during,
every
yeah,
single
true.
time.
True, definitely.
And yeah, man, the content was just
The
amazing.
con I think the content was incredible. The content
Amazing.
was, I know we might be waxing lyrical about saying, you know, different, the same adjective, but like it was a good album. It really was a very enjoyable album.
True.
Yeah.
True. And Saki on the intro.
Are you jumping into the features now? Features
That
now.
prayer.
Okay.
No, I'm still on the content.
Oh,
The fact
okay.
that
All right.
this is a prayer. It's effectively a prayer, but I still see people playing the song in the most unorthodox places where people are sloshed and they're singing Bao Kuseva.
Wow,
Bro, like
oh yeah, just let them think. It's
Kusela.
like,
This is a song that you play after leaving group, man. Just to pray to God that you wanna arrive safe back at home, you know, man. Just to add onto the content of on this album,
yeah,
bro. Yeah. Now let's move on to the features. We already
features.
mentioned them, Saki and Mark.
Oh, the features. You know, I admit. One thing about Gabs, and he always just hits it out of the park with features. Like he just manages to. Oh, he does this. He has this ability to, like, as I said before, like he has this ability to find the right people. He finds the right people, and he knows how to use them the best way that they can. You know, I think that just entails. I think that just speaks volumes for the kind of producer that he is. You
True.
know, I think I'd say he's up there with one of the, if not the best producer in the country right
He
now,
is.
at this
He
moment right
is.
now. I think. You know, and I think it just a good producer knows if a voice will work good with the song, because like you can literally get the best sounding vocalist, but then like if it doesn't gel, then what's the point? So I think like with his features, he just knocked it out of the park. Each and every single feature, you know, they did their part, and they did their part quite well. I mean, for the fact that I can't find a feature, even if maybe like you, when you listen to this album, you might find like, oh, maybe whoever I didn't sound very well. I think, you know, like it's not that like obvious, because like, you know, I think it just goes to the good production that it has, and just like, you know, it just complements quite well to what he wanted to do.
And yeah, going back to that Spotify interview, he did mention that on this album, I went out of my comfort zone. You know, I worked with a lot of different artists. You know, we check your spots. This is, I could say that this is a mainstream debut. On she got featured on one of the biggest artists in the country, and she delivered on Ingabe. She delivered, man. Her vocal performance. You know, there is that phase in the song where, you know, I'm a bit skeptical about the notes that she hit, but her performance throughout the song was constantly good. It's just that part of the song. Look at Angelique.
Angelic, yeah, Angelic always, yeah, always bangers,
We
always
look at
bangers.
Nana Tula, and now they're back with Eni, with a touch of a female angelic voice by Simi.
Yeah, I know. I enjoyed that song. I enjoyed that song quite a lot. Quite a lot. I think. What? Who would you say for you was like the? I know that I'm getting on the spot. Who would you say was the best like female vocalist for you, on
Ah, man, there's a lot to choose from. I
this album?
mean, Neopel, you know.
I think, you know what, I asked that question intentionally, just because I wanted to, like, the fact that, you know, like there's quite a lot of like female vocalists on this album,
True,
and
true.
there's quite a lot to choose from in terms of like each one did such a great job on that. I mean, like obviously the male vocalists, they did the great job, but I think the female vocalist as well. I think, you know, with most of the songs that had female vocalists, I was so taken aback at how well they sounded. It sounded so crisp and so great. I enjoyed every single minute of each song. I think with the with Nia Pearl,
No.
Nkosazana Daughter. Yeah, I think after Ebusuku from Ziwangale, after
Ziwangale EP,
Ziwangale EP, I was just like, I was looking for her, and when I saw, I was quite, but you know the one, my favorite, Emi Faku. Amy Fark, oh my
Oh.
gosh, she's seen it ever since. I think Abalele was that. I think after they struck gold with those two songs, you just know that whenever you see Emmy Faku and Gabza Da Small on one album, you know that it's going to be a beautiful collaboration. And I die on the NJ, honestly, amazing. I think, you know, I know that I'm choosing, but I'm just like, that was for me, honestly. I love
it. Nah, man, she pulled through, man. Definitely. I mean, Skim Sam and Sondela, one of the best songs in the album.
Yeah.
I know that anyone can pick any song on this album and say it's one of the best, and there would be no discussion about it, but she really did
pull through. She did.
She did, man. She did pull through. Yeah, man, that was a great find. By Gabza Da Small introducing Ami Faku to the Ama piano. The Ama
piano sound, yeah.
Very another good one that surprised me, Nobuhle.
Yes, true.
Ah, man. She did the outro, Liang Shonen.
She did
the outro, man, and she was on the song Gola with Young Stunner and Zetu on it.
That was Gola, yeah. That was a song that I think this is something that I also love about this album. The fact that the first time that I listened to it, I never had a second thought about Gola. I think I listened to it, I was like, oh, this is pretty nice. You know those songs that you listen to, you're like, oh, this one is, it's nice. Then you listen to it again, like, wait a minute, this is actually pretty good. I think that Gola, that was one of those, I hope that was a song that I really enjoyed. And I think, you know, Nobuhle, she did a pretty great job. I think her vocals were quite good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who is Zetu, but still, she performed.
Who is Zetu?
We must look her up. Maybe she has some music that's going on.
Definitely, yeah.
For Gabza Da Small to pick her up and add on his album, and for her to perform this well, man, and bring out one of the best songs on the album, and that's amazing. Young Stunner, that's another feature. A constant feature in
Constance, yeah, lately. Yeah, true.
And bro, this kid, bro, when he grew up on the scene with Adiwele, you could see that he's destined for
something real, yeah. Real special. I mean, we could say that song, yeah, that song was huge. Yeah, that song was gigantic. You could tell that now this kid has got something, and he performed on
this album.
On the album, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. I think, you know, we could like have a whole segment just on the features alone, just like how, you know, how all these different art, like, because you know what, Ned, like getting that many artists on an album and like making sure that it works, that's quite hard. That's not an easy thing to do. I think, you know, we can like say it, but then like that's not easy. That's like, true. I think it's a testament to like how well Gabza was able to get all of these voices, all of these people, all of these different artists, and get them together in these different songs and make it work. And I think I'm already excited for part two. I know that it's gonna be a slap banger. It's also I already know, I'm already excited. And yeah, man, honestly, like, yo, nah, he knocked it out of the park with these features. These features, they did what they needed to do. Oh, I think Vela, you know, Gabza, he just, as I've said before, like, Gabza just knows how to get the right features to just gel on his songs.
True, and on the bangers, Kulumi Mali, Dos and Madumani exchanging the bars on that song.
I Vela Madumani after Isolo. Hey, you know, like he's just like, you know what, let me, yeah, man, yeah. And Dos as well, like after with Umland.
Yeah.
I think I was quite impressed. I think that was a nice exchange. It was a nice, you know, front back type of vibe. So I enjoyed that.
Let's look at Mshini, man. The second last track from the album with Questa and Bob Mabena on it, and Stana and Lady Do.
Oh yeah, we love Lady Do here. We love Lady Do. Shout out Lady Do. Yeah.
She's different.
Hey, you know. Can you please give the people a rendition of your Lady Do impression, please?
Oh, wow. But no, I mean, she slept us with them bum over to an end. And Questa hopping on the NOB, bro.
But I think, yeah, he's been jumping on the, I think he was, since, I think he was, last year, he worked with, who are those guys, the ones, yeah, Love you tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think
MFR Souls.
MFR Souls. Yeah, I think
Zero More Two. Yeah.
So I think, you know, he's
been on the
scene. So yeah. I think, you know, when I didn't really raise my eyebrow. I knew that Questa was gonna come through, you know, and jump on these. I like the fact that, you know, most of the hip hop artists, you know, I think maybe, I don't know if it's them like trying to do something new, or maybe, you know, they're saying that it's maybe
rejecting the culture.
Maybe we are rejecting the. Nah, I think, you know, hey. I don't know, but no, I think I enjoyed that. That was a good feature from them. Yeah.
The last feature that I want to look at is Mr. Brown and John Dillinger on Mood Serendende.
I had such a tough time saying that name in itself.
We practiced it before we got on show. Yeah. I was surprised because Mr. Brown, he does Makazi type of music. That's African pop. Yeah, I was surprised, you know, the way that he just slid on Kabza's piano beat, man.
I think that just goes to show like how good of a producer he is. I think that's just a testament to how much of a good producer he is, you know?
Yeah, man, let's just jump into the production of this album.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts?
I'd say it was good production. I'd say like Kabza is more, I think, you know, he, I know I'm gonna keep on saying the same words, but I think, you know, in terms of his production, I think no matter what project it is, if he's associated or he's connected to it, it's the production will always be top standard. It'll always sound really good. I think that's the one thing that I knew even going into this album. I knew that, you know, if like, as long as it has Capsule Small, I know that it's going to be really, really great production. And he showed this in this project because it's a very big project. There's a lot of songs. And I think none of the songs suffer, or none of the songs are, they, each song, you know, is taken care of. I think the production in each song is really great.
True, man. I mean, you could look at Kusela, man, the electric guitar that backs up Musashi's vocals on that song.
Yeah,
man.
True.
Like, I mean, could even go into Batin, the little
sound effects. I like that. Yeah.
Marimba vibes onto it. And Artwork Sounds too. Shout out to them. They're also on the production team for that song. And you know, we have hard bass hitting on a hard log drum on the songs by Asaba and Kulumi Mali with Fellow Loti on Kulumi Mali. The cowbell is a new introduction.
I've noticed that in the Anna scene. I like that. Yeah. It's a pretty,
and he has put that to good use on Kulumi Mali, because when Polly starts saying he wants some more, the cowbell at the background just adds more to it.
Yeah, I think every single voice, every single vocal, like, sounds crisp, sounds really good, and like, I think, yeah, top standard production, really, just like, I think top of the range. But you know that with these guys, you're gonna get top of the range production. So I think, you know, production, I would give it a 10 out of 10 for me. I think it was really, really good production.
True, man. You can't find any faults to it.
You can't.
Even if you try, man, you can't really find any faults to it.
There's no point where you could say, I don't know about, like, you know, this one didn't sound very good, or maybe, like, I think, you know, I think it just adds on to the album as a whole. The fact that, you know, obviously, to have a good album, you know, the production needs to be, like, top standard. And, you know, like, Bella, when you have one of the best producers, like, you know, being responsible for a project, you know that it's gonna sound great.
And yeah,
you know that it's gonna sound great.
Prior to us shooting, remember we tried to figure out what was Ndu and Gabs doing with the sound effects on Umna.
True. You know, because we weren't sure if it was like a reverb or it was like a flanger or something like that. It was different.
I haven't heard that on Amapiano. Just to reiterate to our point, the point you made earlier, that he stepped out of his comfort zone.
True.
He stepped out of his comfort zone. He pushed his production skills to another level, a different level,
which is a testament to a great artist. I'd say a great artist. You know, a great artist knows where their limits are, but then they know that if they're able to push out of their limits, they know that they're not pushing to a point where it at the expense of them. They know that if they're pushing out of their limits, they're pushing out of their limits to do something good, or like to do something that will sound great. And I think this is an album that is a testament to that. I think, you know, like,
and the banger, Reggae 2. Reggae 2, man. We had a conversation about how this song is more into Fela Lety's style of music.
Yeah.
With the whistle and the rock drum, of course, because it's on a piano. But the chords that he added to supplement what him and Starkey have put on the song, man, it just shows that this guy, he wants to stand out.
Yeah.
He wants to stand out. His style is distinct.
It's very distinct.
Because the song is a banger.
It is.
When the bass drops, you know, like everyone in the club just stands up, and they are no chords. Like, they took me by surprise, you know, like, because it gives you a soft, balmy groove. And then it just takes a turn with the whistle and the log drum. And that's why we are comfortable here saying that it's a 10 out of 10 for the production.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You know, we I think when we were talking, when we were like sharing notes and just talking about it off camera, we just knew like production. We just had a look and it's like, we just knew that production. It sounded really good. Like it sounded really great. It really did.
Flawless, man. We know that Kabza always brings it with the production. With
the production always. Like he lives in the studio. He lives in the studio. Like every single time you're every time you see him, like he's always posting, like in the studio, like he's always, you know, playing the songs. You can tell that this guy, he's those artists that they just love the music. They don't just do it like for the sake of the fame or anything. Not saying that, you know, artists are doing it for the fame, but then he's one of those artists you can tell that when they make music, they want to make music, good music. They want to make incredible music that people would enjoy because they enjoy it as well. And I think if an artist like you, if that love for the craft can be translated onto the music, that's why you'll never find a bad project associated with Kabza De Small. The fact that when he puts his effort into a project, he puts his everything, he puts his all, and you know, you can tell with the effort put into this album, you know, and the fact that the production, it just like, it sounded really, really great. It sounded really good.
Yeah, that's the work ethic that should be an example to all the up and coming producers who want to be on that pedestal. Yeah, man, now let's have a discussion about the replay value. How will this album age? Because replay value is difficult to have in our
piano. I think it's easy to with different genres, but I think with piano, I think, because, you know, it's a dance genre at the end of the day. It's a dance genre, and, you know, dance music, I mean, obviously, like, dance songs, you know, can they really come out of fashion? I think maybe, I don't know. I think it depends, but for this album in particular, I'd say it does have replay value. It has a lot of replay value, I'd say. Yes. It does have a lot of replay value. I think I do see myself 5 years from now playing, I do see myself playing Reggae 2. I do see myself, you know, deciding to just play one of the songs. Like, I do, definitely.
Not even one, bro. This album connects to us in emotionally, and I always go back to Kusela. That's a timeless piece from Kabza De Small. I feel like that's one of his best songs. Kusela, it's different, bro. Saki touched me on that song. she
touched you. Sorry.
Yeah, man, because the vocals, they were just so crisp. And it's not the only song, and Isoga, always Nkosazana Daughter. She
Nkosazana, shout out Nkosazana Daughter. I love Nkosazana Daughter. I don't know. I just love her voice. Her voice is just
There's a lot of songs that will age well in the NOC, and they will age well. Also internationally, he was performing his new album at the Afro Nation in Portugal. You know? Shows, and they enjoyed it, man. From the clips that I saw. Just shows that this album does have replay value.
A lot of replay value, for sure.
You should expect more plays from it. It will be in your rotation, right?
Yeah, definitely. 1,000%. Keep in mind, I'm not a very big piano listener. I would say that, you know, most of my piano plugs are from him. Usually he's the one that guides me to piano music. But I do see myself, like, literally on on my own, I do see myself listening to this album 5 years from now, because it really has a lot of really great music. So even if you're not a big piano fan, like, you will enjoy this. You will enjoy this as a body of work. You will enjoy this as just as good music. I think you will enjoy it a lot. So yeah, I would recommend it for just for everyone, really. This is just, it's a really good album. It's a really good listen. I really enjoyed it at myself as well. Not being a big piano head, you know, just being a person who enjoys good music. I enjoyed this album a lot.
Yeah, man. My thoughts on this, he blew my mind off. Seeing the album cover, I was like, nah, what is Gabza doing? What is Gabza doing?
I think he wanted to throw us off intentionally, you know. I think, I wouldn't say throw us off, but then, yeah. You know, it caught our attention, definitely. But, yeah. You know, yeah, we didn't know what to expect. But, you know, I think...
Yeah, man, like you mentioned, as a body of work, it's concise.
Mm.
There is no skip. There's no skip. There's no song that I skipped on this album. I listened to it. It flowed.
Mm. True.
It flowed. Like, all the songs, all the track listing just shows that This guy really takes his time to pick the song. He says he got 81 songs and he's 18, made the album.
Damn.
And for him to structure those songs like this, you know, that's a testament to how this guy, like, he is the king of amapiano.
King, definitely not.
He is, man.
He definitely is. No, I give him... I give him all the plaudits, all the plaudits. He really is. He really is. He really is that guy that he thinks he is. He is that guy.
Yeah, man. And my overall rating for this, I'd have to give it a amazing rating. It is an amazing album. 2 hours. Still, it didn't feel too long.
Mm, sure.
No, it didn't feel too long. All the songs were enjoyable. All the songs. They had their different vibe, but they connected to you with different emotions, and I like that about this album. Mm-hmm. I like that about this album, and it's just an amazing album.
Yeah, like, definitely.
I can name all the superlatives for it. You know, it's just missing that touch to make it perfect, but it's close. Regarding that, it's still part one.
Yeah,
so there's a part two that's coming. I don't know when, but it is an amazing album. Bro.
So what rating are you gonna give it? We want the numbers. We want the numbers. The numbers.
I'm still stuck between an 8 and a 9.
You gotta give us something. I mean, you gotta give us something for the title card. You know, you can't just say you know. Or you're just going to put that emoji just like, I don't know. It's just amazing, I guess, you know.
Bro, it's a tough one. It's a tough one because it's near perfect. You know?
Mm.
It's near perfect. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. For me, I would say I also put it in the amazing category. I would say, you know, as a body of work, it was, as he said, it was unskippable. I'd say there were just a few songs that I wouldn't say I hated. I just maybe thought that, like, okay.
Yeah.
But then, as I'm not going to take that away from the fact that it's a really good album. I'm going to give it an 8. It's still an amazing album. It's still going to be in the amazing category. I'd say that, you know, I don't know, maybe the next one will take me to, you know, perfect. But for now, I'm going to give it an 8. You know, it's still an amazing album. It's still a great album, a great listen for me, I'd say. And yeah.
Yeah, man. Give us your thoughts. Drop a comment down the comment section if you're on YouTube. Drop a comment, you know. Leave a like, a sub, and the notification bell on for when we drop other content. There will be a review that is coming. Give you on, give or take. We're taking it to R&B now. So yeah, man, give us your thoughts on this album review. Were you right? Were you wrong? What are your favorite songs in this album? We forgot to mention that. What are your favorite songs in this album?
Come on, jeez, I don't even have. It's
Obumnandi.
That one is my favorite. That one is my favorite song. No question.
Go Kusela.
Oh,
Kusera, exactly.
I thought you were gonna go Rakero or something, but
Nah, Kusera. Kusera is my favorite song. And yeah, man, because we got it all covered, we got a sports channel where we touch on everything sports. We do Cristiano Ronaldo talk at the moment, you know, he's in a limbo.
is it,
Is he
where is he
staying?
gonna go? Where is he gonna, is he gonna stay? Is he
Yeah.
gonna go? We'll just have to find out.
And yeah, Raheem Sterling might be moving to Chelsea.
Yeah,
We
yeah.
got that covered on the
Yep.
transfer radar, and we'll be having discussions, going to debates, you know, match reactions, all on that channel. If you're a sports fan, go check that
Check that
out.
out.
Yeah, drop a like, drop a sub there. And yeah, from us, from the Got It All Covered family, we got it.
All covered.
Yes, sir.
Yep.